Another question from Cyberspace Cadet, wanting to know the benefit of community prayers. A lot of people praying the same way for the same benefits. This definitely will catch the attention of the gods and the devas. An entire group of people marching together, praying together, asking for the same benefits will catch their attention, and the group helps the individual helps the group, and the prayers will be surely answered. A very complicated question from the University of Connecticut about free will, and one thing being connected to another. As I look back through life, one choice is connected to another choice, which is connected to another decision. Isn't that fatalism? Maybe I need a new definition of free will and of karma. Karma is like gravity. It never fails. But we have many ways of protecting ourselves from falling and being in the hands of gravity. We build buildings, we build floors, we build platforms, and many more things. That is called dharma. We learn by our success, we learn by our mistakes. We have free will to make our decisions within the bounds of dharma, or make our decisions outside the bounds of dharma, which is called adharma. But we can't get all mixed up about dharma. We can't make our decisions within the laws of Christianity, Islam, Judaism, existentialism, materialism. We must make our decisions in the line of dharma, the laws of the Sanatana Dharma, the eternal truth. And one of the problems of religion all over the world, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, is that they send their young people to Western universities as a good religious person within the bounds of their religion. They come out existentialists and materialists and sometimes atheists, and the whole religion is going downhill because of the failure of that generation.